Welcome to the Ultimate College Planning Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeff Haig.
And I'm Dr. Brian Haig.
We're excited to bring you this podcast because the topic of college planning is so important. This podcast is about sharing with you the best strategies, tools, and information to help you become as successful as possible in the competitive college admissions process. Through our extensive college planning experience, diverse and rich educational background, and proven track record of success, we've helped thousands of students get into the college of their choice. We know what works, what doesn't work, and most importantly, we know those factors college admissions officers look for when choosing a successful applicant. We have helped thousands of students for many years get into the top colleges in the world, including the Ivy Leagues, top private and public colleges, as well as diverse specialty programs. We have also helped students get millions of dollars worth of scholarships. We will be giving you a new podcast each week that will cover different topics of the college planning process. We will also be bringing in an array of expert speakers to give you the best information on college planning topics, from how to get an edge in the college admissions process to how to pay for the continually rising cost of tuition, and much more. So let's get started. Today's topic is how to plan for college. Specifically, we are going to discuss the top five factors admissions officers look for when choosing whom to accept for the next entering class. When you start looking at college admissions from an admissions officer standpoint, you get a more clear understanding of what exactly it takes to get into college. Now, what are the crucial factors that make the difference of whether an applicant will be successful or not? Let's find out. The first important factor when applying to college is to have strong numbers. This means 1, having a high GPA, 2, taking a competitive course load, and 3, earning a solid SAT or ACT score. This area is the most important part of your college application. According to a study conducted by the National Association for College Admission Counseling, grades in college preparatory courses and strength of curriculum are considered by colleges to be the top factors admissions officers look for in a successful applicant, followed closely by an applicant's SAT or ACT score, and then grades in the remaining courses. Now, what are the college preparatory courses? These are the core classes, including English, math, science, history, foreign language, and visual and performing arts. Your goal is to do as well as you can in these core classes, and if your goal is to get into a really competitive college, then you should take the strongest curriculum your school offers in each of these areas. Additionally, it's important to do well in the non-core classes because admissions officers look at these grades as well. Now let's discuss more about the SAT and ACT. As we stated, your SAT or ACT score plays an important role in your admissions decision. Obviously, the higher your score, the better. Most colleges will equally weigh the SAT and ACT, so make sure you choose the test that is right for you and the one that will get you the best possible score. In addition to performing well in your classes and on the SAT or ACT, the second important factor when applying for college is the admissions essay. The admissions essay is your opportunity to go beyond the numbers and share with the admissions committee more about who you are, including your interests, passions, and experiences. Now, there are many different types of admissions essays that you may be required to write. What is important to consider when writing your essay is to really understand each college you're applying to and how you believe you would fit in. More importantly, it's about showing the admissions committee how you can add value to the student body. This is your opportunity to share meaningful experiences, stories, challenges, and triumphs that have shaped who you are and made you the person you are today. Remember, the college essay is your opportunity to give a voice to your application, so make it count. The third important factor for being successful in the college admissions process is to show a demonstrated interest in the colleges you're applying to. Colleges want to know that you, as an applicant, understand what their college is about, and more importantly, that you understand how you'd fit into their student body. Remember, colleges are not just accepting students into their entering class. They're accepting future alumni who will be a great representation for their college. So how do you show a demonstrated interest in a college? You need to show in your application that you really understand important factors of the college, including its mission statement, core beliefs, values, history, and overall vision. Other important steps you can take to show a demonstrated interest is visiting the college, attending an information session, and talking to current students, alumni, and admissions officers. In summary, it's important that you understand each college you're applying to and that you show how you can be a valuable asset to the student body. The fourth important factor when applying to college is to have strong counselor and teacher recommendations. Let's first talk about the counselor recommendation. This recommendation is a report that is sent to each college that includes such factors as your GPA, class ranking or percentage, and the strength of your curriculum taken. Additional factors in the report may include leadership, motivation, ability to contribute, and a written evaluation. Therefore, it's important that you establish a positive relationship with your counselor so they know who you are and what your passions and interests are. Your counselor can then root for you more and give you a stronger evaluation when you apply to college. Let's now turn to teacher recommendations. Teacher recommendations are another important factor in the admissions process. Many colleges will require one or two letters of recommendation, and some colleges will accept even more, depending on the program you apply to. It's important to understand that most of your letters of recommendation will need to come from teachers in your core classes. So make sure you do well in these classes and that you make an extra effort to stand out. These teacher letters of recommendation carry a good amount of weight, so take them seriously. The fifth important factor when applying to college is your involvement in extracurricular activities. You don't need to get involved in a lot of extracurricular activities. Just pick two or three that really interest you. It's more important that you get a deeper involvement in the activities you are passionate about, that you take on leadership roles, and that you make a strong contribution. Examples of extracurricular activities include student government, sports, clubs and organizations, and volunteer opportunities. Remember, it's not about the quantity of extracurricular activities you join, it's about the quality and the depth of involvement in the few passionate activities you do get involved in. Applying to college can be an exciting time in your life, but you have to remember there are important strategic steps you need to take so that you can be as competitive as possible in the college admissions process. Remember, follow these simple guidelines for success in the college admissions process. 1. Always earn the best grades you can while taking the strongest curriculum your school offers. Also, score as high as possible on the SAT or ACT. 2. Bring a voice to your application through your admissions essays. 3. Make sure you understand the colleges you are applying to and how you'd be a great fit. 4. Get to know both your counselors and teachers well so that they can be a positive reference. And 5. Get involved with a small number of extracurricular activities that you're passionate about and contribute as much as you can. Thank you for listening to the Ultimate College Planning Podcast. We hope you found some great information and strategies that you can use right away. If you like our podcast, please subscribe to it and share it with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media sites. We have a ton of valuable information to share with you on the important topic of college planning, and we look forward to doing so. Our goal is to help you, the student, and the family through the competitive college planning and admissions process. Thanks for listening to the Ultimate College Planning Podcast at thehaketwins.com. We look forward to connecting with you in the next episode.